This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Twins of Faith show. Now, this episode we were talking about the Shahada. Now, before the break, Shay, you mentioned a very important hadith where it says that just by one saying La ilaha illallah, one is protected from the Jahannam. Now, just based on this hadith, is that enough? Is just by saying La ilaha illallah, is that enough?
Yeah. I mean, I think you just spoke about the biggest misconception and how people take it. I didn't say just by saying La ilaha illallah. If that was the case, then a hypocrite could enter Jannah too.
That's true.
Because a hypocrite also says La ilaha illallah. No. Yes. It has to be mukhlisan min qalbi. It has to be sincerely from the bottom of a person's heart. Mm-hmm. And that is why, I mean, if it was that simple and that easy to just say La ilaha illallah, then, you know, as you rightly said, a hypocrite could go into Jannah. And anyone, you know, even a bad Muslim could just go into Jannah just by saying La ilaha illallah. If Islam was that simple, it would be almost illogical to have all of the Sharia and all of these rulings and regulations of Islam, right?
Yes.
No, so that cannot be the meaning of La ilaha illallah simply in that manner. And this is why one of the great scholars of Islam by the name of Wahhab ibn Munabbih was asked about the fact that, you know, is La ilaha illallah enough to go to Jannah? And he said, yes, it is. But the La ilaha illallah is the key to Jannah, and every key has teeth. So La ilaha illallah has teeth, meaning there are conditions that must be felt. That must be met along with the La ilaha illallah. If you don't have that, then your key to Jannah will simply not work, right? What good is a key with that doesn't work? So ultimately, what are the conditions therefore of La ilaha illallah? And these are important because a person must witness these things in order for them to truly have a proper La ilaha illallah shahada in his heart. The first thing the scholars mention is to first have knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal, that knowledge that there is truly no deity worthy of worship, that you have the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you recognize Allah through His khalq, through His creation, that you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His actions, that you recognize Allah Azza wa Jal in His kaun, in His creation. Yeah. So this is the first and most important thing, which is knowledge. Number two is to have certainty upon this. So you're certain, without any doubts, yeah, no doubts at all, that this is definitely true, that Allah is the only deity worthy of worship. The moment you have doubts in your heart, right, and that becomes a negative, that becomes a problem with this condition, right? So if you know, and people have whispers in their minds sometimes, right? As long as you don't act upon it, that as long as you don't entertain that in your heart and don't let it grow, yeah,
yes,
that's what's important. The third point, after you have knowledge and you have certainty, mm-hmm, is then for you to accept it in your heart. So that's the action of the heart. So you have knowledge, you're certain about it, you accept it in your heart, and that is acceptance, qabul, yeah? That you accept that La ilaha illallah, the meaning of La ilaha illallah, in your heart. The fourth point is, after accepting, is that you submit to it. And this is really important. Submission to La ilaha illallah, to say that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, means you actually have to worship Him. Mm-hmm. And worship entails statements of the tongue and actions of the limb. How can you therefore not worship Allah Azza wa Jalla and still say La ilaha illallah? It's like telling someone, I love you, but you don't spend time with that person, you don't give him any gifts, you don't want to do anything good with him. Every time of enjoyment, you want to spend away from him. Mm-hmm. So how is it therefore possible that you love Allah, but you don't want to pray, you don't listen to anything He says, you don't want to go to Hajj and Umrah, you're the furthest away from the Quran, you don't do anything of Islam, you're only a Friday Muslim or a Ramadan Muslim or a, you know, a Eid Muslim, and sometimes not even an Eid Muslim at all, you're just a Muslim by name.
A hypocrite.
That's what a hypocrite is.
Yes.
Because what else is hypocrisy except that you say something with your tongue, but that which you don't really mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That exactly is what hypocrisy is. Akhil Kareem, that's the fourth point, and that is really critical, that you must submit to it. Submit to everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you towards it. Right, so if you don't submit to it, say, you know, Allah says give zakat, but you don't want to give zakat, then are you truly saying La ilaha illallah? Not at all. So that is in effect a statement that goes against La ilaha illallah. Yeah. The fifth condition after you submitting to it is that you are truthful to it, that you hold on to it and you truthfully hold on to it. Yeah, so that you're truthful to it. Number six is to be sincere to it. Yeah. is sincerity and ikhlas, meaning that you say La ilaha illallah and you mean it sincerely, not with any other hypocrisy, and you mean it truthfully, not by associating that sort of worship with others as well. And lastly, of course, after all of that, is that you love it. That you love La ilaha illallah, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without love of Allah and without loving what Allah loves, then your shahada is not perfect, is not perfectly there. Because how can you say that I love Allah, but I don't love salah, and I don't love zakat, and I don't love Makkah and Medina, I don't love Rasulullah, I don't really love Islam. You know what? All of these rulings and regulations are just too much. You know, how can you truly, truly love Allah? How can you say that you truly take Him as a deity worthy of worship? Right? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَتَّخِذُ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And from mankind are those who take deities and they love them as they should love Allah. But those who believe, they are far more serious in the love of Allah.
إِلَّا اللَّهُ مَا لَنَا. See you.